the Tour de France is starting with four stages in Brittany.
The Tour de France is like a cycling pilgrimage, really. So many people travel to it to come and spectate, and I'd love to be there, but unfortunately not. But I'll definitely be watching on TV and seeing how they get on.
I've heard that a lot of people are really hoping that there'll be a women's Tour de France, even as soon as 2022. How do you think about that?
Yes, it's quite a controversial subject within the women's cycling world, actually, because there's kind of two trains of thought with it, with the women's Tour de France. I believe there used to be a women's Tour de France quite a while ago, and then that got taken away. Now, the argument is there's so much effort put into organising the men's that it wouldn't actually be too difficult to have a women's stage before or after the men race on that day, logistically. And for women's sport in general, it's not only cycling, it's women's sport, you know, in every different discipline. One of the most essential things that a team needs is coverage on television. And it's because that's how sponsors get their name out. That's how the team gets their money to be able to race and pay riders and have a full race programme. So obviously with the Tour de France being such a hugely broadcast race all over the world, and it's not just cyclists who watch it, it's all sport lovers watch the Tour de France. It's the pinnacle of endurance sport. That's why there's so much of a movement at the moment to get a women's race involved, because it would just boost the women's cycling world so much, just with the visibility. And also, women's cycling has got such a different dynamic. It's very exciting, it's very unpredictable, it's shorter, so it grips you for the whole race. So that's another reason why a lot of people think it would work very well. The other train of thought that some people argue is, well, why should the women kind of just pin on to the men's race and it almost, well, risk becoming a bit of a sideshow to the men's race? Why can't the women have a standalone, like, 3-week Grand Tour race like the Tour de France, but not the Tour de France? And why don't we invest in that instead and build a race of its own? Which, that has its own pros and cons as well. So it's a tough one, really, and I personally think a women's Tour de France would be brilliant, and it would be the way to go, and it's such a good platform for young people to watch, and so that young girls can watch the TV and they'll see women racing on there, and that becomes normal, and they think, oh, I want to do that one day, I want to become a sportswoman. But certainly when I was a child, most of the time when I watched cycling on television, it was all men, and you think, well, that will never really happen to me, I'm not a man. So I think it is moving for the better, definitely, and hopefully it will become a women's Tour de France, fingers crossed.
Mm.
So yeah, that's a very long-winded answer, unfortunately.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.